I'm here with Dillingham City Manager Todd Larson, and today we're talking about the sewage lagoon. Before we get into a discussion about the updates the system needs, can you just describe how the wastewater is treated in Dillingham?
Well, the wastewater, of course, is piped from the city center mostly, goes up through a series of lift stations and empties into the first lagoon there. The treatment process is kind of a combination of time. As it goes through the system, as it goes through the ponds, it usually spends about 2 months to make its way to the outfall. Then there's, we call them bugs that eat the bacteria, but that's the actual treatment where it's natural treatment. Along with that, those bugs and the treatment process really is accelerated by aeration, which is a dissolved oxygen going up through. And it assists greatly in the treatment of the wastewater. And then, one of the things we're trying to do with this too is we've got to keep the ice cap off of the lagoons through the aeration, and then keep that water active so oxygen can reach the bugs and do its job.
So just describing it for folks who haven't seen it, it sounds like, so each of the cells is a pond. The wastewater is put into the pond. It gets stirred around by these aeration pumps, and that gets the oxygen going. Bacteria break it down, and then it can go back into the river. But at that point, it's safe because it's broken down. Does that sound right?
Yeah, and we have to, by our permit requirements from the DEC, we take samples all the time, ship samples into labs. We have to meet permit requirements to certain different things like suspended solids, they call it, the oxygen levels. It's measured for different things. So we measure that quite a bit, send the samples in, the results come back to us and also to the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. So they monitor each town, each lagoon.
And you're measuring it mostly at the point where it's done with its treatment. It's about to go back into the river, right?
Well, there's different areas you measure it, but yeah, that's one place. We also have to conduct measurements out in the river where it actually, dumps into the Nooshigak River through the outfall pipe to see, what's coming out that side. So there's different places and different things we measure.
And how does Dillingham typically do in those tests?
We typically meet all the requirements. Every once in a while, we will have a high reading, and we just call it a spiked reading. Sometimes the great majority of the time we're well within limits. On the other side, we need to meet the state standards that they present to us. So
what sort of changes is the city proposing in this round of updates?
The aeration system right now is ineffective and it's damaged. It needs to be removed, as well as there's a baffle system that really slows the water down and kind of makes a maze for it in a way to so it has that retention time.
Kind of gives the bacteria more time to break down the solids.
Yeah. Then that's where, the estimate is about 2 months for water to actually make its way through the system. But, so those systems right now are not working. They're not functioning. So we're going to replace, we want to replace all the aeration and the baffles. And then another issue when the septage is dumped from, when a truck comes out and cleans a septic tank out, that's a highly concentrated wastewater, and we need that to set a little bit longer so it feeds into the system a little bit more slowly, so that we're part of this update will be to dig an extra pond that will be right next to the lagoons that will actually feed into those larger ponds slow over time, so it won't go in such a concentrated manner.
And I just want to clarify, when you say that those systems aren't working, most of the time the sewage that's going through our sewage lagoon is being taken care of in the way that it's supposed to. It's just that there are sometimes those spiked readings, right?
Yeah, there's, thanks. That's good clarification. It's functioning minimally, but it's not being real effective. We think the engineers are pretty confident that the new aeration system will make our readings all within limits and really produce a better product at the other end,
I think clean water is something we can all get behind.
Clean water.
So what kind of cost is there associated with this project?
Engineer estimates about $660,000. Bristol Engineering has designed that for us, and we're looking to get started on that project this summer.
And I think that you've applied for some loans, is that right?
Loans, yeah. The reality is grants have dried up everywhere. State of Alaska, as most people know, is in some pretty significant financial trouble, and the federal grants have really dried up. We have a partial ANTHC grant that was given to us. It's just about used up. And then, we've actually put our initial application in for Department of Environmental Conservation low-interest loan.
And when do you expect to hear about that loan?
We should hear something about it in the next month or two.
And assuming that loan comes through, what's the timeline for getting this new sewage update underway?
Well, we'll start construction this summer. It'll be completed before the snow flies, about that time, somewhere around October, November, time frame.
And then erosion is another problem that the sewage lagoon has been dealing with off and on for a while now. What's the situation with erosion?
We did have an issue with the outfall pipe, but a storm last fall exposed that corner. It took about 20 feet of embankment out, and we had to cover that up real quick before the ice flow came in and damaged the pipe or broke the pipe. So that erosion is, obviously a real problem that's being monitored by different organizations. And the erosion down in that part of the river bound by the lagoon is moving towards the lagoon. We're pretty concerned about it over time actually making its way to the lagoon. We don't know what Mother Nature's going to do. I spoke with Denali Commission folks in Anchorage, and I think we're looking like we may get a grant for studying the movement of that lagoon to see if there's a place that we can move into. But that as a part of a bigger plan that we're going to look at, what can we do, how can we study this erosion, and what can we do in that particular location, because I want to make sure that it's done correctly, and engineered. Because you probably know it's an issue all across Alaska and coastal Alaska. Erosion is a real, real big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. And then is there anything else that you think folks should know from the city's perspective about what's going on at the sewage lagoon or the updates you guys are making?
If you have questions, please ask. This is, we really want to do the right things. We want to do the right things all the time. We have budget constraints like everyone else, so we try to figure out how to do it the most efficient way. But we still have permit requirements we have to meet, lots of compliance issues that we have to meet. So we balance all that out, and we do the best we can for the citizens every day, just to hopefully get your support and ask questions.
Well, thanks so much for coming in and having the discussion with me.
Yeah, well, thanks for taking the time.